It's great to be here with you today. Are we going to stop the war?
Yeah!
Are we going to keep recruiters off our campuses?
Yeah!
I wanted to say a few things to you today. First of all, I wanted to tell you that as a teacher, I stand in solidarity with all of you who are here today and the thousands of youth and students that you represent who want to kick their recruiters off their campuses, who don't want to go to war, who want to resist imperialism, and want to build the biggest movement against the war, racism, and all forms of bigotry that they possibly can.
Yeah.
And let me ask you a question, just a simple question. I talk to my students all the time, and most of my students are against the war. Most of the people in the U.S. are against the war. If youth and students were in charge of this country, would we be fighting this war?
No!
Would we have military recruiters on our campus?
No!
As I talk to my youth and students, as I interact with them, as we interact together, it gives me great hope, because I know if the youth and students and working people in this country get together and mount the kind of fight back it's going to take to end this war and to end the unequal system that we live under day to day, we'll be able to do it, because the youth and students want to stop the war. Do you want to stop the war?
Yeah!
Do you want to end racism?
Yeah!
You want to end the death penalty?
Yeah!
You want to stop sexism?
Yeah!
You want to stop LGBT oppression?
Yeah!
You want to change the system?
Yeah!
You want a better life for working people?
Yeah!
That's it! If people have the power, and people can have the power, because we are the majority, we can organize on a united basis and build solidarity with all of our struggles. That's why as a teacher I'm out here today with youth and students, to build the kind of solidarity that will help us overturn all of the history of this system, the racist, oppressive history of this system. We'll kick the military recruiters out of our school, we'll end the war, we'll stop police brutality, and we'll keep moving, we'll keep uniting, we'll keep marching on March 18th in Los Angeles like we have over the last 3 years, and we'll keep marching until we win, until the people win all the things they need. We are the hope. The power is in the people. Power to the people. All power to the people. Again, stop the war. Let's kick those damn military recruiters off our campus, and let's not stop until we win.